Disaster Ready Fund Round 2. The National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, recognized Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders as the traditional custodians of Australia. NEMA pays its respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders and their elders, past, present, and into the future. What is the Disaster Ready Fund? Recently, Australia has seen changing weather. Extreme heat, heavier rain, more bushfires, and flooding have affected communities and country and have also been bad for the Australian economy. NEMA wants to help Australian communities with a plan called the Disaster Ready Fund, DRF. This plan involves giving money to projects that will help communities better prepare for extreme weather. The DRF will last for 5 years. We are now in the second year, called Round 2. Over 40% of Round 1 projects will help Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Round 2 will see the government in Canberra give $200 million to projects that help reduce the effects of this extreme weather and better prepare communities. These projects might help protect parts of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture, support these communities to prepare for natural disasters, or to help better care for country. The projects also want to educate local communities about plans to help deal with extreme weather. Round 1 indoors projects includes the protection of Ngunnawal cultural sites in the Tidbinbilla Nature Reserve in the ACT against the impact of natural disasters, the construction of a community cyclone shelter on Palm Island, and using the latest technology like drones to help local Aboriginal people in the southwest of Australia help to plan against extreme weather along the coast. The DRF wants to talk to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. NEMA knows that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have special knowledge of country, communities, and culture. Their knowledge will help communities prepare for and be protected from the impacts of natural disasters and extreme weather. NEMA needs help and wants to listen to and work with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who know their communities and country best. NEMA wants to make sure there are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people involved, giving advice on possible projects and passing on knowledge of their communities and country to the Minister for Emergency Management, Senator Murray Watt. NEMA wants to use the DRF to help Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities through projects that protect and prepare local communities from extreme weather. NEMA knows that there are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders and elders who have traditional knowledge that can help protect and prepare local communities. How can you help? The Minister for Emergency Management, Senator Murray Watt, has launched special rules called guidelines for Round 2. Written in these guidelines, local governments and emergency service agencies like the Department of Fire and Emergency Services in Western Australia will have to help to organize and plan to protect communities and country. If you or your community wants to help, NEMA suggests that you contact your local, state, or territory government or emergency service agencies to see how you can best work with them on their plans to prepare and protect your local community. A list of these agencies is available on NEMA's website under Programs DRF Round 2. Also written in these guidelines for DRF is that local, state, or territory government will help with its cost by providing 50% of the money for these projects. A group of experts from government agencies and organizations with advice and knowledge from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, elders, and leaders will judge all the applications for projects for DRF Round 2. For more information, look up nema.gov.au. That's nema.gov.au. Authorized by the National Emergency Management Agency, spoken by Aboriginal Interpreting WA.